feeling the financial squeeze? Words from Jesus.
When usual means fail. When you've done all you can and exhausted your usual means of supply and still struggle to make ends meet, don't despair. I can provide by other means. When others fail in their financial responsibilities toward you, or you are adversely affected by others' wrong or selfish decisions, don't despair. I remain true and can make up for their lacks. When disaster strikes and unforeseen bills follow, don't despair. I can pick up where your insurance policies leave off. When the economy is tight and jobs are scarce, don't despair. I am able to supply even in seemingly impossible circumstances. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. That is a promise I made long ago, and it still holds true. Tell me your needs and ask me to supply them. Do your part, the asking, seeking, and knocking, and I will do mine. I can supply for you by unexpected and unconventional means, and I delight in doing so because I love you. My riches are yours. My word contains hundreds of promises that are yours to claim. As you read, absorb, and claim those promises, you will see answers to your prayers that will cause your faith to grow. And as you continue to read, absorb, and claim my word, I will continue to answer and inspire and provide. That is not to say that your faith will never ebb or that you will never again go through difficult times. As long as you are in this present world, you will experience good times and hard times. Problems are a necessary part of life, but your connection with me and your faith in my love and word can make all the difference. God's promises stand. I told my disciples that every hair of their heads was counted, and that not one sparrow falls to the ground without my Father knowing it. I told them that they didn't need to worry about their material needs, that if they trusted and followed me, I would make sure their needs were met. This may sound unrealistic in today's materialistic world, where the pursuit of money seems more important than ever. Times have changed, but my promises have not. They are just as sure today as they were 2,000 years ago. Seek first the kingdom of God and obey the word to the best of your ability, and my Father will provide everything you need. When you love me and are trying to follow my example of loving and caring for others, God will take care of you. That doesn't mean, though, that you can expect a life of luxury and ease. The tough times are also a part of your Heavenly Father's plan to shape your character. And just as an earthly father doesn't automatically give his children everything they want, my Father doesn't necessarily give you everything you want. He gives you what you need and what he knows is best for you. Not only best for your body, but more importantly, for your immortal spirit. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs of your head are numbered. Matthew 10:29-30. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. How to be happy when times are tough. When money is scarce, your faith in my ability to supply for you is often tested. You are tempted to believe that my promises are not reliable, that I won't supply for you as I said I would. But don't succumb to those doubts, because in the end, I will come through for you. Sometimes I answer immediately, but often it takes time. Many factors affect how your prayers are answered and the means I use to provide for you, including the choices that you and others make. So don't become discouraged or impatient or think that I don't care or won't supply. Sometimes you have to wait till the conditions are right. In the meantime, count your blessings. Thank me for what I've already done for you and given you. Reflect on the things that are to be treasured above material comforts, things that money can't buy, such as the love of those dearest to you, true friendships, peace of heart and mind, and the fulfillment and satisfaction that comes from knowing and loving me. Value those things and you'll find joy in me, no matter what your physical circumstances may be. Give, and you will receive. If you put your trust in the economies and financial institutions of this world, or if you think worldly financial schemes will bring you happiness, you'll be disappointed. That's because those systems are often based on selfishness, and selfishness ultimately leads to unhappiness. How much better to trust me and do things my way. My financial plan is based on love, cooperation, fairness, unselfishness, and sharing. It's the opposite of the me-first worldly economics. That may not make sense in financial terms, but it does in terms of my blessings. Share with others, even if you don't have much yourself. That's one of the ways to receive my blessings, both material and spiritual. Give, and I will give to you. Those who give unselfishly will be rewarded with more, but those who hold back from helping others when they could, for fear of not having enough for themselves, do not receive the full blessings I have waiting for them, if only they would give. Give unselfishly of yourself and your resources, and I will repay. As you demonstrate your faith in me and my promises by sharing what you have, I will bless you with more. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Luke 6:38. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessings will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Proverbs 11:24-25. Better than money in the bank. The richest people in the world are those who have faith. They could lose the material abundance they possess and still rest in my joy. Faith is better than money in the bank to the person who has such faith and puts it to use. I fed over 5,000 people from only 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish. I turned water into wine, and I healed a woman who had spent all she had on doctors and medicine to no avail. I also healed hundreds of others who were completely beyond medical help and performed many other miracles that all the money in the world couldn't buy. I am well able to supply all your needs. Ask. Reach out with the hand of faith and receive. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 84:11.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.